This is JIS News. Coming up, Attorney General says Dr. Christopher Tufton and Arthur Williams are still senators. Education Minister says international partnerships are important to Jamaica's development in education. And NHF provides $51.8 million in drug subsidy for epileptics. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center, or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies island-wide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
Now the news. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson has disclosed that opposition senators Dr. Christopher Tufton and Arthur Williams are still members of the upper house. According to Mr. Atkinson, if Ruel Reid and Dr. Nigel Clark attend the next sitting of the Senate, they would not be considered senators.
This whole idea of pre-signed and undated letters of resignations are unlawful and they shouldn't happen. I am of the view that since there was not a vacancy in the Senate, any appointment of other senators would take it beyond the limit of the numbers that the Constitution prescribes, and hence they are not appropriately appointed.
The Attorney General was speaking at a press briefing at Jamaica House Thursday. He's suggesting that the four affected persons meet to resolve the matter, failing which the court should give a formal decision. Mr. Reid and Mr. Clark were appointed in 2013 after opposition leader Andrew Holness submitted pre-signed resignation letters for Dr. Christopher Tufton and Arthur Williams to the Governor General. Last week, the Constitutional Court ruled that the letters were null and void. Foreign Affairs Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says the proposed changes to the Dangerous Drugs Act are fully in keeping with all of Jamaica's existing international obligations. Last week, the bill to amend the Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act 2015 was passed in the upper house with five amendments.
The proposed changes in Jamaica's legal regime were done in recognition of the fact that the complete prohibition of the use of and possession of ganja was unduly repressive. The new regime will be strictly regulated. There is no intention to encourage an increase in the illicit transshipment of ganja beyond our borders.
Senator Nicholson was addressing members of the Diplomatic Corps recently at the University of the West Indies UWI Regional Headquarters in St. Andrew as part of activities for Diplomatic Week 2015. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says partnerships with members of the international community have been significant in helping to raise the country's teaching and learning standards. He was addressing members of the Diplomatic Corps Wednesday, where he provided updates on the country's development in education and initiatives implemented to sustain the sector's growth.
It is the assistance through international lending agencies and bilateral arrangements that have changed the landscape, for example, of secondary education in Jamaica.
In particular, Reverend Thwaite hailed the role of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, in the deployment of reading coaches to 420 primary schools across the island. This as the country ramps up efforts to meet its goal of 85% mastery of literacy by 2015. And the National Health Fund, NHF, is reporting that it has provided over $51.5 million in medication subsidy for persons with epilepsy during the period April 2014 to January 2015. Chief Executive Officer of the NHF, Everton Anderson, says the fund enrolls about 1,200 persons with epilepsy each year. The number stood at 13,059 as at January 31, 2015.
Last financial year, NHF beneficiaries enrolled for epilepsy filled 49,000 prescriptions and received subsidy payments of approximately $56 million. This is approximately 2% of the total subsidy paid out during that year.
Mr. Anderson was addressing a recent function at the Jamaica Library Service, JLS headquarters in Kingston, where 500 children's books on epilepsy were handed over to the JLS. The NHF has provided $360,000 for the purchase of the books, which will be distributed through the island-wide library network. The publications, entitled Way to Go, Flash, are intended to raise awareness about epilepsy and help to lower the stigma against children and adults with the condition. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.